this year, dozens of dead seabirds washed up on beaches in Haines and Skagway. It wasn't an isolated event. An estimated hundreds of thousands of dead common murres were found on shores across the West Coast. To help keep track of incidents like this, Upper Lynn Canal residents are being invited to participate in a citizen science project. The University of Washington Coastal Observation and Seabird Survey Team will be in Haines and Skagway for trainings this weekend. Last December, Skagway resident Elaine Furbish started noticing common murres on land alive. The seabirds are helpless on shore, so it's unusual for them to be found away from water. Then, in January, dead murres started washing up on Skagway shores.
And over the next few weeks, it got pretty bad. It finally ended toward the end of January, and our total count of dead birds that we recovered was 67.
The same thing happened in Haines and other coastal Alaska locations. Biologists theorized that warming ocean temperatures impacted the birds' food sources, causing them to starve to death. Furbish is in the Skagway Bird Club. She had heard about the University of Washington's coastal observation team before. The murre die-off prompted her to contact the program and ask how Skagway residents could help. Julia Parrish is the director of the coastal observation team.
When the common murres really started to die off, which started to happen all the way back in May of 2015, we started to talk about expanding our efforts in the Gulf and then down into Southeast.
The program was already collecting data in many parts of coastal Alaska, including Juneau, Homer, and the Pribilof Islands. They rely on locals who walk a certain beach at least once a month and look for beach-cast birds.
Folks who live next to and work within the coastal marine environment know their salty backyard better than any scientist. And so we capitalize on that by working with people who regularly walk a beach and tend to notice change.
The citizen scientists place their observations in a standardized format that Parrish's program trains them to use. Then she and her colleagues collect that information and create a larger picture of what's happening up and down the coast, from Northern California to Alaska.
It allows us to create a larger picture of what's happening in the environment that we could never do without all of those people, and then use that information to at least educate and inform people, if not, in fact, tune and change regulations and policies.
Parrish's program has now expanded beyond surveying for beached birds. They're also combing shores for marine debris. Parrish says some debris can raise alarms because scientists know it's detrimental to wildlife.
An example of that is it floppy or not? Does it have loops in it? Because things that are floppy with loops tend to be very harmful to marine mammals.
Gathering data on marine debris allows the coastal observation team to map the harm to wildlife. Parrish says the debris monitoring program is so new that the Haines and Skagway workshops are the first trainings of their kind. Local residents can sign up for both or either the Marine Debris Program or the Beached Bird Program. The Skagway workshops are this Friday and Saturday at the Traditional Council office. The Haines trainings are Sunday and Monday at the American Bald Eagle Foundation. Skagway bird enthusiast Furbish notes that people don't need to make a monthly commitment to participate.
It does not have to be one person who goes every month to that beach. It can be a group of people who have been trained that share that beach.
And there's no obligation to become a beachcomber if you attend the training. Furbish hopes putting the Upper Lynn Canal on the coastal monitoring map will help scientists better understand what's happening to wildlife like the common murres. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.